Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Matzia. We're up to Parakimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamafkin Mal says to Shulchan, if a person gave a pikadon of money to a money changer, im tzur in lo yishtamish ben, if they're bundled up, he's not allowed to use them because you bundle it up in a way that, where you're demonstrating to him that these coins should stay this way. Lefichach im avdu einu chayev bachrison, and therefore, if they were lost and he wasn't posheya, it's not his problem. Meaning the fact he's a shomer chinam and he wasn't posheya, so mele he's going to be potter mutarin. But if you give him loose coins, yishtamish behen, then he may use those coins because money is fungible, and if he assumes he has money coming in, he can use those coins and he'll give you different coins when you come back for them. Lefichach im avdu chayev bachrison, and therefore if they get lost, it was his coins that he lost and he still owes you your coins. Eitzel balabais, but if you gave money to a balabais to hold on to, beinsurim beimutarim, whether they're bundled up or whether they're loose coins, lo yishtamish ben, the balabais is not allowed to use them. Lefichach im avdu einu chayev bachrison, therefore if they get lost, as a regular shomer chinam, he's not going to be chayev to pay you back. Chen v'nika balabais, and a storekeeper is like a balabais and not like a money changer to Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yehuda or chen v'nika shulchani. Rabbi Yehuda said no, a chen v'ni has a din of a shulchani, and therefore if it's loose coins, a chen v'ni is allowed to use it to give change to the next customer, and therefore if he loses it, he is going to be chayiv ba'achri yusad. Mishnah Yud Beis, ha'shalech yad b'pikadon. If a person takes a pikadon and uses it for himself, and he lost it, Beishameh Omrim, Beishameh says, yilake b'chasr b'yeser, he's the one that loses out on whether it goes down or up, meaning he stole an animal that was pregnant, and the animal gave birth, so now that means the mother is not what it once was, and then he lost the animal and the baby. So he has to pay not only what the animal was worth at the time that he stole it, but the value of two animals, right? The value of the mom and the value of an independent baby. That's chaser. Yeser is you stole an animal that wasn't pregnant, and then it became pregnant, and then you lost the animal. So you can't just pay what it was worth at the time that you stole it. You got to pay the value of a pregnant animal, so you always have to pay for the change, regardless of whether the change was a cheser or a yeser. Ubeisilomrim kishasotza. Beisil says no, you only pay for what it was worth at the time that you took it from the owner. Rabbi Akiva Omer kishasatvia. No, you only pay what it's worth at the time that the guy was tovea you in Beis Din. So you only pay for if it went up in value. If that going up in value happened before the tevia, but anything that happens afterwards, you're not going to have to pay for. So those are three opinions. Hachoshev l'shloch yad b'pikadon, if a person wants to be shloch yad b'pikadon, meaning he makes it very clear that that's what his intention is, that he wants to take this thing that was given to him as a b'pikadon, he just hasn't gotten around to it yet. Beishameh om chayv, Beishameh says that even an onus he's going to be chayv for because he already stole it. Ubeisalomim enu chayv ashi yishloch b'yad shnemer im lo shloch yad b'mlech shre'ehu. Then no, he's only going to be chayv if he actually was shloch yad, because the pasuk says that if you did not, then you're not just saying that you're going to is not considered that you've stolen it yet. Ketzad, how does Shomer do Shlichus Yad? Hitas achavisim natalem en revias. You tilt over the barrel and you take a revias from it. Vinishbra, and then the barrel breaks because of some sort of onus. Einu mashalim had a revias. You only have to pay for revias and not for the rest of the barrel because you didn't do a kinyan on the rest of the barrel. Higbiav natalem en revias. But if you didn't just tilt it, you lifted the whole barrel to take a revias vinishbra, and then it breaks mishalim demekula. Then you pay for the whole thing, because then you were shaleach yad on the entire thing. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yad Aleph, we said that if someone gives money as a bikadon to a shulchani, so if it's bundled up, the shulchani is not allowed to use it, and therefore if an onus happens, he's going to be pater, but if it's loose money, he is allowed to use it, and therefore if an onus happens, he's going to be chayiv. But by a balabais, even loose money he's not allowed to use, so he's never going to be chayiv b'achri yusan. And then we had a machlokas tanayim, whether a chenvini has the same din as a shulchani. Shulchan Aruch has the same din as a Balabayis. And then in Mishnah Yud Beis, we said that Beis Shammai holds that if you're Shaleach Yad B'Pikadon, whether it went up in value because of Chaser or Yeser, you pay the increase in value and not what it was worth at the time that you took it. Whereas Beis Hillel says you pay what it was worth at the time that you took it. And Rabbi Kiva says you pay what it's worth at the time that he was Toveah you Ledin. Then we had another Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai says that even if you just intend to be Shaleach Yad, you're already chayiv on any onus that happens. So it was basically says, no, you have to have actually been Shaleach Yad. So if you only did a kinyan on one revius from the whole barrel, you're still not considered Shaleach Yad on the rest of the barrel. But if you did a kinyan on the entire barrel by lifting the entire barrel, then you are considered a Shaleach Yad on the entire barrel. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the fourth parak of Maseches Bava Metzia.